Drive Time on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Zurich. Employers, simplify your pension scheme with a Zurich Master Trust. Zurich Corporate Pensions. Trust excellence. Visit zurichcorporate.ie.
Now, there's no show like a Joe show, as we've been seeing all week. And all week long, our reporter John Cook has been on the trail of the US presidents. He's made it to Ballinagh, where up to 20,000 people are expected to gather to hear Joe Biden's speech later tonight. And John, I was ahead of myself earlier, but this time you are at the newly christened Biden Corner.
Samantha, yeah, the Biden Corner, let me tell you all about it, because that's where it's all happening right now. And actually, there are huge Garda cordons put in place, even in the last hour there. There are massive queues forming close to the Biden Corner, as it's known, because they're heading for St. Muiredex Cathedral along the River Moy to hear that public address from Joe Biden. Even though it won't happen for 4, maybe more hours based on his schedule or timekeeping, at least. But there is music to come as well, as we've heard, in some great acts like the Chieftains and the Academic and the Coronas coming later on. The Biden Corner, well, let me explain, because lots of people wondered whether there might be a plaza, a motorway stop, a petrol station or a rest stop, coffee shop named after a president like there was with the Barack Obama Plaza. Well, there is no plaza as such, but Jimmy's Drive-Thru Coffee, which is just on the corner of the River Moy and heading to St. Muiredex, has been renamed the Biden Corner, I was told, by proprietor Owen Duffy. And as he spoke to me, there were even choppers landing in the area, as he explained the need for a name change this week.
Yeah, absolutely, John. We had no choice but to when we heard that the president was coming. So it was a huge, huge honour to have him come over.
It's the Biden Corner. It's got flags flying high. It's named in honour of Joe Biden. And right behind me, there's his picture on the massive billboard, open to the public, President Joe Biden. St. Muiredex Cathedral in the background. This is where it's all happening tonight.
Absolutely. We couldn't be better placed. Sun is shining. It's a dry day after a wet week. And this is, it's massive. You know, the weather has been playing a part. It's been huge crowds are going to be expected now. So hopefully we'll be able to look after them all. We're just so excited. It's a once in a generation event.
Is Joe Biden going to stop by for coffee, do you think?
He loves his cup of Joe. What do you think? 100%.
He'd be welcome.
Absolutely.
Have a great night and best of luck with the business.
Thanks so much, John.
So it's all happening, Samantha, at the Biden Corner in Ballinagh, as it's now been christened. The queue's forming behind me as I speak to you. And right around the corner, as those choppers were landing, I met with Owen Duffy's brother, Mark. Now, Mark is a bit of a celebrity in these parts as well these days, because he's the young councillor, current mayor of the Ballinagh Municipal District, who everyone seemed to be shaking his hand as we walked through the streets today, as if to say thank you. I think everyone's very happy that so much effort has gone into bringing Joe Biden to Ballinagh, and all the effort that's gone into making the town look so well this evening. So Mark kept getting interrupted, and even children were queuing up, some wanting to be on the radio, some just wanting to say hello to him. I don't think it was me. When I spoke to Councillor Mark Duffy, I asked him first about how he feels on what must be a very, very proud day to be the mayor of his hometown.
It is. It's incredible. It's something that you could never have dreamt of, really, the fact a sitting US president, a head of state of the United States, is coming to Ballinagh. I'm very honoured to be in the position as mayor and cathedral of the town. But it's just, this is the culmination of so much work throughout a number of years. We're celebrating our 300th anniversary in Ballinagh this year, a programme, an itinerary packed of events. Mm-hmm. And in between all that, a US president comes to visit. So it's just incredible and something that we could never have dreamed of, but we always hoped that he might come.
You were home, of course, to the first woman president in Ireland, Mary Robinson, to meet him there as well. You'll be on stage too, I think. You might get to say hello to President Biden. Or what will you say to him? What is your message this evening?
My message is welcome home, and thank you for making the decision to speak in Ballinagh. I think that's very symbolic. We're standing here on Emmett Street, the childhood street of President Mary Robinson, and across the river, President Biden will speak tonight in the cathedral where his ancestors helped build. So it's very symbolic. He could have done it in Dublin, he could have done it in other venues, different locations, but no, he decided to come back to Ballinagh as he promised he would.
Everyone's wondering what he's going to say tonight, because there's been lots of big speeches in Louth and in Dublin. What might he say in Mayo? Will he confirm that he might be running for president again, that he'll be back in Ireland again as president, that he'll be back in Ballinagh?
I'd love if he did, because there's no greater ally to Ireland or to Ballinagh internationally than President Joe Biden. So I think it would be great for us. But what he might touch on, I don't know. Perhaps the immigrant story of the United States, the Irish story is very much part of that fabric. And today we see it with Ukraine, and luckily we've been able to help so many people from Ukraine that have been displaced here in Ballina. So he may touch on that.
Mark, they're saying 20,000 people tonight. People are telling me about the academic and the coronas and the chieftains back in performing tonight as well. Here on the beautiful shores or banks of the River Moy. This is going to be a massive night for Ballina.
It's going to be historic. It really is going to be historic. And you know, we're well able to put on a show and a celebration, and that's what tonight is all about. It's about celebrating who we are and the best of what Mayo and Ireland has to offer. It's going to be on show tonight, and I'm just excited to be a part of it.
Mm-hmm. Have a great night.
Thank you, John. You too.
How are you doing, guys?
Good, good.
Are you coming to see the mayor, Mark, is it, or is there any more important political figure coming tonight? It's Mark, is it?
Yeah.
What about you?
Yeah.
No one else coming? See that fellow over there in the billboard? You see that picture?
Yeah.
What does it say?
Open Joe to Biden. The President Joe Biden.
You might give him a wave as well, will you, later?
Yeah.
What would you say to him?
Michael D. Higgins is better.
I was with both presidents at Áras an Uachtaráin yesterday. They seem pretty nice to me. Why is he better?
Because he's funnier.
Children on the streets of Ballina comparing the Irish and American presidents there. It sounds like everyone's in great spirits there, John.
I won't ask you to give your take on who's funniest, Samantha. Everyone is in great form here in Ballina. Ballina is buzzing. People are stopping me saying, oh, RTE, is there any news? I said the news is in Ballina tonight because Joe Biden is coming for this big homecoming. And I said to you earlier on, there's this huge sense of occasion, of a homecoming, of a reunion, of people meeting and embracing on the street that haven't seen each other in so long. Like lots more people who you'll hear on the streets now who are telling me how they feel and catching up with old friends and relatives.
Yeah, I'm meeting lots of friends here in Ballina. It's an amazing buzz around the town, and the town looks amazing. But it's just so great to meet up with so many old friends, and there's such a great atmosphere around town. It's amazing.
Nuala, will you be out to see Joe Biden tonight?
Oh, certainly. We'll be enjoy every bit of it.
He's been here before, not as president. Have you met him before?
No. No, I wouldn't have met him, no.
Would you like to?
No. I don't think so.
You haven't thought of what you're going to say to him?
No.
You'd be ready. What about yourselves, guys?
Very, very excited, yeah. It's a great day for Ballina. You know, it's proud Mayo men. We're delighted to be down. We live in Dublin, mm-hmm. So it's a great opportunity to come down and see Ballina and his
finest. Everyone's come back to Ballina today. So what about yourself?
I just wanted to come down and see Joe and stuff and see my granny. Mm-hmm. And it's very exciting. The atmosphere is great.
What's so special about Joe Biden? What is it that why do you want to see him?
He's very famous, and it's good to see the president of the United States. Probably a good one.
Okay. He was really flying the flag for Louth the other day. I was out with him in the rain all day. He's going to make it up to Mayo today, is he?
Yeah, surely he's going to give us a bit of luck for Mayo for Sam, you know. So we'll take all the luck we can get.
You might need it.
Exactly, I think so.
Young busker.
Oisín O'Donnell, and I'm from Killala.
Oisín, you're busking here on the streets of Ballina. Warm up act, perhaps, for the big man tonight.
I wish.
Some big names coming to play music as well. Are you looking forward to it?
Yeah, can't wait. The chieftains coming back together. Can't wait for them.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Personal highlight for you, so to see them.
Yeah, big fan of Matt Malloy. I have the flute there.
Will you play the flute for me?
I will, yeah.
In case they need any backup.
Yeah, in case he drops out. Matt Malloy's understood.
And that was young busker Oisín O'Donnell from Killala warming up the crowds for the chieftains on the streets of Ballina. And we'll have more from John Cook later. Now, joining me on the line from Ballina is Dara Cleary, Minister of State at the Department of Enterprise, Trade and Employment, and also a Mayo TD. Dara Cleary, a big day for Ballina. Just how significant is this visit of the US president for the town?
Hi, Samantha. Well, you got a sense of it from John's report there. Ballina's my hometown, and it's just buzzing. Last night, there were so many people home with family that we haven't seen in a long time. The town looks resplendent. There's been the most extraordinary metal to prepare it and get it together. And I think there's just amazing buzz throughout town today. The sun is shining, and the night is promised dry. So it's fantastic, and it's very significant. I think, you know, we'll enjoy the occasion, enjoy the celebration, and then build on the legacy. We'll catch a breath and build on the legacy. But it's also, you know, in fairness, the president is very invested in this trip to Mayo. this is his third visit in 6 years, so it's not somebody coming to find his roots. He knows his roots, he understands those roots, and he understands the importance of those roots. So that's why that's adding to the celebration.
Now, you'll be attending a political dinner shortly with 20 US senators and congressmen at Mount Falcon Estate. Aside from celebrating Biden's Irish roots, has the government been able to garner anything tangible for this visit? For example, has there been any progress on the undocumented Irish in America?
So look, these visits help, and you know, you're in the west of Ireland where a lot of the undocumented are from Mayo. All these visits are all about cementing relationships and building the relationships that we can, you know, build on those relationships then to make progress on issues such as the undocumented, you know, such as economic collaboration, trade collaboration. You know, Mayo is the location of much American investment. Ballina is home to a number of major American companies, but equally, Samantha, the USA is home to some major Irish companies. And Irish companies, Irish source companies, employ 100,000 American people. So it's a two-way relationship that's getting stronger, it's getting deeper, and this visit will add to the depth and to the strength of that relationship.
You might have heard People Before Profit TD Paul Murphy earlier on. He was very scathing about this whole visit and how the government behaved, and accusing the government of being too fawning, saying this is just really one big photo opportunity for the Irish government. Is that all that this is?
No, absolutely not. And I think Paul is wrong there. So we're also marking 25 years of the Good Friday Agreement. And, you know, we, you know, grew up in Ireland in the 80s and 90s of murder, of bombs, of violence. The US contribution was very substantial to the success of the Good Friday Agreement and the changing of that narrative. And the generation that has grown up in the last 25 years have grown up without that. And the US involvement was hugely significant to that. US economic involvement is enormously significant as well. And as I said, the Irish economic involvement in the USA is significant. So this is a very healthy two-way relationship. And as President Biden said yesterday, when we work together, when the USA and Ireland work together, there's no limit to the possibilities of what we can achieve in that relationship. Working together would achieve those possibilities. This visit, you know, creates the relationships that allows us to work together.
Can I ask you briefly, because of your brief, is trade about the commentary that stemmed from the former DUP leader Arlene Foster's comments that Biden hates the UK and is partisan? The White House has refuted the comments, but it's been widely debated in the British media over the past few days.
So it's been widely debated in certain aspects of the British media. You know, a lot of your colleagues from UK media are here in Ballina tonight, Sky, BBC, a lot of their papers. They understand that this is a president who's very proud of all of his connections, particularly proud of his Irish connections, but certainly made it very clear that he has also English connections. And made it very clear in Belfast on Wednesday that he would be, you know, he wants to see progress on the island. He wants to support Northern Ireland. And I think he's somebody who's done a lot of work with Prime Minister Rishi Sunak in recent months to build on the UK-US relationship. So, no, I think Ms. Foster's summation is wrong. The record clearly shows that Joe Biden is an internationalist, is somebody who's very much into building international relations. And I think he's shown that in working in tandem with Prime Minister Sunak in recent times. And, you know, what I'd say to Arlene and to Paul Murphy, come to Ballina and see what people really think.
Finally and briefly before I let you go, we were told President Biden was asked by the ex-Mayo footballer and Fine Gael TD Alan Dillon to say a little prayer at Knock Shrine that Mayo will bring home Sam Maguire in 2023. Do you think he can break the curse?
So we were in Knock Airport today. We welcomed Air Force One to Knock Airport. And I remember when Knock Airport was opened, the Western People, our local paper here, had a headline that said it couldn't be done. And to go back to what I said earlier, the president spoke about possibilities and dream about possibilities. So we have a Ballina man as president of the United States. We have a Ballina lady, former President Mary Robinson, who will be part of the introducing him tonight. And we have a Ballina man, manager of the Mayo team. So when Ballina is behind Mayo, Mayo will win.
Okay, so you heard it here first. Another miracle at Knock 2, according to Derek Cleary. Look, enjoy the evening in Ballina and thanks for speaking to us on Drive Time. After the break, we'll be back talking to the CIA Director, John Brennan.